All right. Hi, everybody. It's RCFB Talk 51. My name is Bob Akairi, and I'm going to be joined by my co-hosts, JD and Sirius. And today, we have a special guest, Texas Tech head coach, Joey McGuire. So guns up and Wreck'em Tech. We're going to start setting up right now. I see our guest is here, so we're going to go ahead and add him.
And as we're adding him, I'm super excited to have Coach McGuire join us for this conversation. If you know Texas football, you know his run at Cedar Hill, a legendary run with three state titles in that school just southwest of Dallas, went 141-42 as a head coach at the high school level with four title game appearances, seven district titles. He's a former Texas Coach of the Year, inducted into the SCA Hall of Honor in 2020, named to the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame very recently as well. He jumped up into the college ranks in 2017, joining Matt Rhule's staff, originally as a tight end coach, then later as an assistant head coach, started working with the defenses under Dave Aranda, and now he's the new head coach over at Texas Tech. We're going to have a really great conversation with him, and I think he is up here. Coach, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All
Happy to
right.
have you here.
Thanks for having
Well,
me,
hey,
man.
yes, absolutely. Thank you for coming on board. You know, first and foremost, I do got to ask, we've seen it all over social media right now. We've seen it in promotion for this talk. What is going on with this cacti on Twitter?
Man, it's been a lot of fun. You know, and I think it's probably good for the Big 12 to create, you know, maybe even a stronger rivalry between us and TCU, but it kind of got started after the Matador Club announced the NIL for our players. At this point right now, we're at 104 guys that, you know, have signed on with the Matador Club. And I think it sent a shockwave through a lot of different athletic departments. And one of them, one employee, wanted to speak up about branding and I guess the so-called desert and put that little cactus emoji up. And that's one thing I've learned real quick, man. We've got a very passionate fan base. And you know, you don't poke the Red Raider. They were ready to respond, and it was a lot of fun. I thought that was it was great for our program and for the Big 12.
Coach, on the topic of NIL, just thinking back to when you yourself were a high school head coach, what would it have been like to coach during an era like this? You know, can you think about the impact it might have had on some of your players back then?
Well, you know, I'm strongly in favor of name, image, likeness. You know, I think it's probably long overdue. Now, I think there's got to be stronger guidelines. I think our new commissioner said it, you know, perfectly that we've got to have some bumpers, some guidance through all this. But if you think back of some of the guys that got in trouble with a rule that was probably very outdated of selling a bowl jersey or signing autographs, I mean, you know, I never think that's a bad idea that these guys have done such a great job of creating a name for themselves that they have an opportunity to market themselves, brand themselves, and create some revenue through that. But it's a crazy time right now. It's a crazy time in athletics.
Coach, you clearly have been able to adapt to these changes in recruiting. How did you approach the arrival of things like the portal and those complexities that have risen with NIL?
Well, start with the portal. You know, again, there's a lot of movement in coaching. So I definitely think that there should be a chance for these guys to also move in certain circumstances. And so I completely understand that. I'm not against that. It's going to be interesting over the next few days because I think there's a vote that, you know, anytime transfer, I'm a little concerned about that. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. With me, my mentor said it, and I believe it. You know, Matt Rhule told me, he goes, if your players feel like that they're cared about genuinely, not just as an athlete, but as a person. They feel like that they're getting developed, then they're going to be in a really good spot. They're going to be in a good to where they're mentally happily happy, that they're happy where they're at, and you're going to build a culture to where they want to be there. And so I think that's what we're doing at Texas Tech. And so, you know, the portal doesn't concern me with guys leaving the program, you know, and like everybody else, we track it and that's not where we want to live, but we want to have a good plan that if we lose somebody or if a guy like goes into the NFL early, then we've got a way to grab a guy that's possibly an older guy ready to play right now and not having to put a freshman or a redshirt freshman in a situation they're not ready for.
Coach, you've done a good job of keeping your roster together as a new head coach. What went into to keeping folks in place?
Well, you know, we didn't start with a team meeting. We started with one-on-one meetings with everybody on the roster. You know, and I asked them, I told them, I said, I'm not asking you to give me a chance. What I'm really asking for is for you to be open-minded and let me prove to you that who I say I am, I'm that way every single day. And I think, you know, as a whole, we've been able to do that. And so the players saw that we're here to help them develop in all areas of their lives. And, you know, one of them is to develop as a NFL football player. And, you know, I was at a place for 5 years that you saw a number of guys that were not necessarily a 4-star or 5-star that got drafted in the second and third round because they went to a place that believed in development. And I think our guys are starting to see that.
How much does that change from a pitch for your guys in retaining them versus a pitch to a high school athlete? You've made some headlines by getting commits early in your tenure at Texas Tech. 23 guys right now in your current class, which is ranked, I believe it's 16 right now, on 247. What's been the pitch that you give to your high school guys that you're trying to get to buy in and come to Lubbock?
Well, you know, we're fired up about the class we have. We think we're ranked higher, but, you know, that's us because we believe in our evaluation, and you know, I think we'll prove that over the time that I'm here. But, you know, the biggest thing is you've got a chance to come somewhere that you've got an opportunity to study what you want. The great thing about Texas Tech is it has a really good ability to be educated in a bunch of different areas. It's not a school that just is concentrated on one thing. I mean, we have a medical school. We have a vet school. You can be a lawyer coming from here with our law school. There's so many different areas. So that's number one, because at the end of the day, that education piece is so important to the players and so important to, you know, the parents. And then you're coming to a place that does believe in developing the athlete as a whole. And, you know, we have a sports psychologist that's with our team 24/7 to help them develop their mental health and help them develop how to prepare for the pressures that they're under as a student athlete. You know, we have a great training staff. We got a great strength staff. We got a great dietitian. And so I think one of the deals that we've been able to show is we have a lot of people that are going to pour into these players. And you know, we do player panels to where our players are able to, you know, we're not in there. The coaches aren't in there. And we let the parents ask them, you know, what it looks like to be a Red Raider. And I think that's been really important for our success early in recruiting is people. You know, I always tell, coming from high school, you know, I had 98 Division I football players in my 23 years at high school. So I got to coach some dudes. And I always tell parents, make schools show you in black and white what they're about. Because everybody's got pretty helmets. Everybody's probably got some kind of building going on. Now, not like us, because we're fixed to build a $200 million addition to our stadium and our training facility, but everybody has those things. But are they really who they say they are? Are they proving it every day? You know, our team has a 3.0 GPA. That was in the fall and coming in the spring. I mean, are they graduating their players? You know, what kind of stuff like that is going on? We can prove it in black and white. And I always ask parents, like, just don't take anybody's word for it. Make them show you what they're doing.
Coach, you mentioned the upgrade to facilities. You've got supporters with guys like Cody Campbell, Dusty Womble, that are helping fund these new facilities and operations in Lubbock. How important has the unification of these Texas Tech boosters been for the program buy-in?
Man, it's been extremely important. Number one, both Regent Campbell and Regent Womble have been absolutely incredible with their support of Texas Tech historically, but, you know, right now with what we're going to be able to do with facilities, and it just shows, I think, the country how serious Texas Tech is whenever it comes to the student athlete. And then I really believe, you know, coming in, the success that Coach Tadlocks has in baseball and the success that Coach Adams has in basketball has lit a fire under this fan base. And they see that my staff, wants to go hand in hand with them and build the same thing in football. And so I think it's helped get everybody on the same page. I know that it's definitely helped whenever you have guys like that and many more that has stepped up financially the way they have.
Coach, West Texas Tough is your go-to motto since joining the Red Raiders. What does that motto mean?
Well, you know, I'll never forget, I'm sitting in the interview and I'm telling them our brand is the toughest, hardest working, most competitive team in the country. And President Skubanek looked at me and he goes, that is West Texas. You know, you have a lot of Texas Tech alumni that are extremely successful, that are millionaires and billionaires, but still have a chip on their shoulder that they got there because they rolled up their sleeves and they worked extremely hard. And, you know, that's kind of what we – it's not kind of – it's that that's what we want to do as a football team. We want to be the brand, and we want to, you know, be a team that whenever you come into Jones AT&T, we're a tough team to play. And so it just goes in hand with what people out here in Lubbock and West Texas believe.
I think one other thing that's also been really fascinating with your turn in Texas Tech so far has been the amount of energy that you've been exuding in seemingly just about everything, whether that's, you know, you're hollering during a recruiting phone banking session or just getting really excited on the practice field. I mean, we saw that at Baylor. We saw that at Cedar Hill. How does a guy like you keep up that energy throughout all of your work?
Well, you know, I feed off the Now, I love my players, and I love being around this team. And so it's easy whenever they walk in, man, they just give me an extra boost. You know, but I think it's really important. You know, Sonny Cumbie said this, and we've stuck with it and used it, this pump jack mentality. And, you know, if you think about a pump jack, you're going to get the same thing every single day. And I think it's really important for my players to see the same guy every single day. And recruits to see the same guy every single day. And, you know, I get some of that energy from my mama. I saw her do it. You know, she was a nurse and saw her do it every day she went to work. But I think so many guys have a lack of consistency in their life. And I want to make sure I'm that guy that's consistent, that they're fired up. And I want their best part of their day to be coming into this facility and being around staff. And I challenge them every day to prove it to them, and I think we have, and I think we're going to continue to do it.
Coach, on the subject of staff, this is going to be your first time running a college program, first full season. You've been doing it for a few months now. But what can fans expect to see this fall? Are there going to be maybe some concepts that your friends back in Cedar Hill are going to recognize?
Yeah, there's going to be, you know, the one thing I always believed at Cedar Hill, and, you know, that's one reason I went with Matt Rule. You know, we're an effort-based program, so I think a lot of things they're going to see is how hard we play, you know, and I thought we did that at Cedar Hill, and I think we're going to do it here. But I also, with the coordinators that I hired, was very familiar with what they do on offense and defense. So it's really allowed me to know what they have going on, but also to be the head coach, to where I haven't had to step in as much, because I feel, you know, everything we did whenever we hired the staff was very purposely getting the right guys in here. And so I think whenever people watch us, the people that know me, whenever they see what Kitley's doing, what Coach Perry's doing, our special teams coordinator, and what Coach DeRuiter's doing, they're going to be like, yeah, we've seen that before. It might be a little bit different, and there's going to be twists, but, you know, that's kind of really who we are.
You mentioned Coach Perry, and one thing that really strikes me with your inaugural staff is how many former Texas high school football head coaches you currently have on your staff. I mean, you mentioned Kenny Perry, you got Zarnell Finch, who coached at Lincoln, you got Emmett Jones, who coached over at South Oak Cliff. What do these former head high school football coaches bring to the table with that type of experience?
Well, you know, we're going to recruit our bordering states, but we're going to live, and the majority of our team is going to come out of Texas. You know, and the great thing about those guys, and you know, we have, I think there's a total, including myself, 7 high school football coaches. And so I think it shows how important this state is. It shows what we think of the Texas high school coach, that, I mean, I'd really believe that those coaches can coach at any level and be the best of the best. And then the relationship that those guys have, you know, Coach Perry was on the board of the THSCA, you know, Coach, what Coach Jones did to really start SOC and one of his, guys that was on his staff just got to win the state championship, Coach Todd. And so it was important for me to have those guys that already had those built-in relationships in the state of Texas to help us in recruiting.
You know, Jeff Traylor last week had mentioned how important the THSCA has been in his coaching career and identity. What kind of impact has that organization had on your own coaching development?
Well, you know, I tell everybody I'm a high school coach that gets to coach college football, you know, and I'm proud of that. That's part of my DNA, you know, and I think without that I think people outside don't understand the complexity of that organization. You know, just me as a young coach, I didn't either until I got on the board. But to give you an idea, you know, the AFCA, I think they might have 5,000 come to their convention. There was 16,000 a couple of weeks ago in San Antonio at coaching school with the THSCA. So it just kind of shows you just in numbers alone, the power that that organization has. But just the continuing education that those guys get and help the young coaches be mentored and just prepare for their seasons is huge. But it was incredible for me. I was able to create so many great relationships, just not only in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but just all across the state because of that. That was my 29th coaching school that I've been to. And, man, it was just great to see all my buddies and meet some new in this mission.
I think one thing that can't be stated enough for people who aren't from Texas is not just how strong the THSCA is, but how strong Dave Campbell's Texas football is when that magazine hits. You obviously got to share a cover this year with UTSA's head coach, Jeff Traylor. What does being on the face of the Texas football Bible mean to you?
And I've had a pretty cool last couple years. I was inducted into Hall of Honor at the THSCA. I was inducted into the Texas High School Hall of Fame. And then being on that cover, I mean, you know, I think I have every magazine since 1983. As a player, I was in that magazine, I think, in 87 and 88. And so, you know, like that magazine, when you get it, whenever I get it in my hands, that really starts football for me. And I read it from cover to cover, and I always have. And man, it was just – it was an honor, you know, and I thought it was really cool because I really think that it says a lot that that's who we are, is forged on Friday night. And, you know, I know the success that Coach Traylor, he'd be the first one to tell you the success he's having at UTSA is because of his experience on Friday night on that sideline in Texas high school football. And I think the same – what happened here with the success we're going to have it at Texas Tech is it was formed on Friday night and those sidelines, you know, playing DeSoto and playing Duncanville and playing Arlington Lamar when the great Eddie Peach was the head coach there. Just such a great memories, but it meant a lot, man. That's a big deal. Now I will tell you what it means is I had great players. I didn't go into the Hall of Fame or the Hall of Honor or be on that cover because I didn't have great players. You know, I always tell those players that everything that I do, man, is just pictures that are faces everywhere because my eligibility's up. You know, I believe players win games, and it's our jobs as coaches to put them in positions to win the games.
Speaking of players, what's been the response in the Texas football community to that cover? Because we know some of your players – had fun with that at Big 12 Media Days.
They did, man. They had a lot of fun. Caleb and Miles Price, you know, I thought that with the video was absolutely hilarious of my head getting bigger and all that stuff. But, you know, I think it's great for especially the guys that are on the team and, of course, the guys we're recruiting from the state of Texas, you know, understanding the importance of that magazine and seeing their head coach on there. I think that makes them really proud. And, you know, it's been good for us. It's great for recruiting. And, it's great for Texas Tech wearing that double T on that magazine's been, you know, extreme honor. But I think it really helps us in recruiting.
So last year, Zach Kittley put on a show after show, really, at Western Kentucky, turning Bailey Zappe and Stearns into NCAA record holders in pretty much every category. What's going to be the impact of having him on board as your offensive coordinator?
Well, you know, he brings – the thing that I love about Zach, he brings a true identity. This is going to sound crazy, though, that identity can change personnel-wise based on the roster. And that's what, whenever I interviewed him, he talked about, coach, you know, last year at Western Kentucky, we had to be 10 personnel because I played to our strengths, and our best player, or one of our best players, was our quarterback. And so, you know, ways to win games had to go that way. And whenever we were talking, you know, we have three now. We added another one, and it's a really strong room overall, but we have three really good tight ends. So, you know, like he said in the interview, he said, coach, there's no way I'm going to have our best player standing next to us. So what we look like, you know, we have a good running back room. So there's going to be times we're going to be in 20 personnel. Like I said, a good tight end room. So we're going to be 11, 12, and 13 personnel. But it still will go through everything that, you know, he believes in offensively. Will we run the ball more probably than what they did at Western Kentucky last year? I would say 100% yes, because of the running backs we have. But the concepts are going to be the same. And the one thing that he said to me in ending that is, like, coach, you tell me who we are, and I'm gonna, as a roster, and I'm going to find ways to score. You know, I think that's one thing that Zach does best. You know, he finds tempos that can put defenses in tough situations. He finds matchups that are favorable to us, and he scores points. And I thought that was really important for us, you know, whenever it comes to offensive football. But the biggest thing is, I really truly believe he has an identity.
There's been a lot of success at Texas Tech in the past with the air raid. You're bringing it back, but it's going to be a little bit different, a few more wrinkles like you had mentioned. How much of the classic air raid are we going to get to see this fall? Or is it going to be, you know, that air raid mentality adapted to whatever, you know, your player packages, whoever's excelling that day, have to offer?
You know, I think it's more the second, because, you know, Zach will be the first one to tell you he's not a true air raid guy. He is he has air raid concepts whenever it comes to a lot of the passing concepts. But I think it's more, you're going to see that it's played to the personnel that we have, and played to the strength of the guys that we have on the team. And so it's going to look different than, you know, a true air raid. Now, what, you know, one thing about a lot of those offenses is they've scored a lot of points traditionally whenever it comes to those guys that have really come out of that tree. And so our plan is to do that for sure. But I think it's going to be more based on the packages and the personnel that we have that gives us the best way to win football games.
Now, on the flip side of the ball, you've got Tim DeReuter as a fascinating choice for a defensive coordinator on your first staff. He's got more than 30 years of coaching under his belt, former head coach from Fresno State. What does his experience provide to you as a first-time head coach at the college ranks?
Well, it's huge for me for a couple of reasons. One, I can go in his office, and I could do this with Emmett and Zarnell and Kenny, too, because they've been head coaches. But I can go in there and, you know, tell him, hey, take your defensive coordinator hat off and put your head coaching hat on. And am I going in the right direction? Is this, you know, is this, what are your thoughts of this? And so he's been great as a sounding board, you know, to do that. I can do that with some of my mentors, but him being in the building and seeing what's going on every day has been a huge help. But the biggest reason that I hired Coach DeReuter is because he's very multiple. He has coordinated at a lot of different places with a lot of different type athletes. I mean, if you look at the success he had at Air Force, then he goes to A&M, you know, then he goes to Cal, then he goes to Oregon. I mean, you're talking about just those four alone of an entirely different kind of athlete that you have to go play good defense with. And so that was important. And him being multiple was important because I wanted somebody that could come in and say, hey, this is our roster. This is where we can be really good and build around that versus, hey, man, I'm a 3-4 and that's all I am. And now, you know, we've got some guys, you know, that fit more into a 4-down front or fit more into a 4-2-5 configuration. So I needed somebody that could use everybody on our roster to play really good defense. And so that's what Tim does. And, man, he's been huge for me to have in the building. And we had a really good relationship. It all started whenever he was at A&M, and I've always tracked him, and he was a huge get.
In terms of filling out your staff, you know, you brought in a guy named Beef Watson to a school that has won multiple national championships in meat judging, and that just feels like a match made in heaven to me.
That's awesome. There's no doubt, man. You know, he's one of our strength and conditioning guys, and we got him from, you know, he's at Wyoming, and Beef is, he fits right into the meat judging and us getting stronger as a football team. So without a doubt, that's a perfect fit.
In all seriousness, though, what has been your philosophy when it comes to hiring support roles in this inaugural staff?
Well, you know, I kept some guys that I thought was really important to have. You know, my chief of staff played here, Antonio Huffman. He was Coach Leach's chief of staff at Washington State, and he was Coach Wells' chief of staff here. And, man, it was huge to keep him because, you know, I knew I was going to have to learn a lot whenever it comes to, you know, just the way we do things here at Texas Tech. But I didn't want to have my main person off the field having to learn the same time that I was having to learn. He has, you know, he knows what's going on here, and he's done it here. So I thought that was huge. And then I was able to bring some guys from the staff. You know, there was some really young guys that were ready to move into different roles that were with us at Baylor. And so, you know, I thought that was really important that they had gone through the changes, like Quentin Jordan, my director of football operations, Harrison Hanna. They had been through the Matt Rule era and the Dave Aranda era, and they were ready to move up. And it was one of those deals that where I wasn't having to teach them the brand because they had to live through it, you know, 2017, 2018, and 2019. And so bringing those guys along, you know, I wanted to make sure that I had guys that were familiar with recruiting in the state of Texas. And then my strength staff all started with Lance Barlow. Lance was at Waco. He was on that strength staff at LSU in 2019 that won the national championship. And I got to spend a lot of time with him this last season at Baylor. And so just thought that he would carry the message that we're trying to build and then really help me build that toughness factor whenever it comes to the team. And so he put a staff together that he was very familiar with, and man, those guys do a great job. I think we have the best strength staff in the country. And so it was really the deals of, like, if I didn't know somebody, I was able to hire our dietitian. She was at Stanford, but she was with a dietitian at Baylor doing her undergrad at Alabama. And so, you know, just had connections and really tried to bring in people that if I didn't know, I knew somebody that I really trusted that could really vouch for them. And, man, I think we have a great staff. And, you know, I'm excited to, you know, work with these guys every day. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun being here at Texas Tech.
Coach, I know we only got you for a couple minutes more, but as one of the last questions I wanted to throw out there, you know, Texas Tech last year won a bowl game for the first time since 2013 last year. You've got a lot of momentum heading into this year. What are you going to define as success for the upcoming Red Raiders season?
Well, you know, I've told all of our fan base, they'll never question the effort that we play with. And so when I close my eyes and I look at what Texas Tech football is supposed to look like, we're supposed to be the brand. You know, we're supposed to be the toughest, hardest working, most competitive team. And we compete all the way through the game, no matter what's going on. And so a lot of that success on the field is going to come from the way we play. And the way we play gives us, playing that hard gives us the opportunity to win games. You know, and I feel like we have a really good football team. I was a part of a team that was, they said we were going to finish eighth in the conference and ended up winning the conference, winning a big bowl game. And so I think this conference is a really good conference from top to bottom. I think it's a conference that you better come every single week to play. And, you know, I'm excited to compete every single week. I think, you know, off the field is going to continue where we're at. Off the field is we're graduating kids. We're educating young men. And we do it at a very high level. And so I think that we'll continue that success. But success for me on the field is, you know, how we compete every single game, you know, and are we coming to play? And it doesn't matter the logo that we're playing against. It's about us. It's about, you know, are we putting the best version of Texas Tech football on the field? And it's my job, you know, to make sure we do that. And, you know, we have high buy-in right now. And so I think we're going to have a great opportunity to do that.
Well, Coach, one last question for you. You know, we noticed senior offensive analyst Kirk Bryant is a contestant on the 19th season of The Bachelorette. Have you all been talking to him a bit about that?
Well, let me tell you, when we found out that he was going on The Bachelor, I actually had a PowerPoint with a graphic of him going on The Bachelor. And I told all the players, I said, look, we are the toughest, hardest working, most competitive team in the country. And if he doesn't get a rose, if he does not compete for a rose, then we're not going to let him come back to Lubbock. So luckily, you know, he's been on there for a couple of weeks. We've had a lot of fun with it. Kirk was at Baylor with us in 2017, 18, and 19. We were very close. And, you know, the guys are going to – he's a rock star whenever it comes to coaching. And, you know, I thought that was going to be a lot of fun. So whenever he came to me about it, I said, heck yes, man, you need to go on it. And it's been a lot of fun watching.
That's great. We really, really appreciate you coming on today, Coach. This was a really interesting talk. And I know our audience, as well as us, we all appreciated it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank y'all for having us, man. We'll love to do it again, you know, anytime in the season. If you want us to jump on, we will. Y'all do an incredible job. And, man, I love college football, and I can't wait for September 3rd to kick this thing off.
We can tell you love college football. Thank you so much. And we'll be happy to have you on anytime. Well, have a great day, and good luck preparing for the season.
All right. Thank y'all.
Well, that was Coach Joey McGuire. If you missed the beginning of it, these are automatically recorded. So on behalf of myself, Bob Akairi, on behalf of JD, on behalf of Sirius, thank you so much for joining us. This was RCFB Talk 51 with Texas Tech head coach Joey McGuire. Have a great week. We'll talk to you all later. Now on the hang up and listen.